Buzzer After Hours, the late night buzzer podcast show. Music and some offbeat stuff. No rules, no taboos. Hosted by Shay, the Buzzer Podcast is a Canadian broadcast connected to artists around the globe.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay. This is the Buzzer Podcast, on air indie, from iPad to yours, over the airway. Welcome and enjoy. On the show, Los Angeles R&B artist Ayoka joins us. Tonight we spin three recent tracks, chat about energy work, her mystic healing practice, and learn about Ayoka's background, passion, and the reason behind her incredible music. A voice of an angel. Join us. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the show. Cheers.
Well, hello today. We have Ayoka on the podcast today. Hi, Ayoka.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Awesome.
The weather's very beautiful up here in Ontario, Canada.
It's pretty great down here in LA as well.
And you're in the Maryland area, correct?
I'm originally from Maryland, but right now I'm in LA, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Yep. There were, are you working as a creative out there?
Yes, I am. And also, I'm launching a store as well.
Pardon me?
I'm also launching a store out here.
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. So my store is named Rich Girl Magic, and we sell, it's a metaphysical boutique, and we sell hand-poured candles and different oils and crystals, just, you know, for everyday, like for like the spiritual lifestyle and for those who, you know, like want to get into spiritual things, but you know, they don't want to go like the full-blown occult esoteric route. It's a little more mainstreamed and, you know, we have like a lot of practical purpose things like, you know, purifying Reiki in the home, infusing a candle, and, you know, just like the normal magic candles that you can find as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Is this part of the Mystic Healing initiative you have?
Yes. So this is a part of the spiritual aspect of my career, where I am a Reiki master, and I've been doing alternative healing for about 10 years now. And so I've just like extended and branched off, you know, just not only with having spiritual services, but also extending into physical goods. And I also had a subscription service as well. And when I moved, I decided to close it down and, you know, I'm reopening with just a full-blown store, you know, that's not just limited to my subscription.
And so it's retail and online?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. 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 I took a look on your website, Mystic Healing. There's quite a lot of focused healing tapes. I was impressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. I know we're here to talk about your music. But I just want to know a bit about that spiritual side, because honestly, after listening to your music, I think that sort of a crossover in terms of the energy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Your lyrics are very moving. As well as your voice. So you have some of the tapes are like breaking codependency, emotional stability. You have a chakra guidance. Mm-hmm. How did you come about picking those topics?
So that's a great question, because a lot of times, so as I've been a healer, you know, and in my line of work that I've been in, you know, I've done a lot of personal sessions, and I've kind of grown to where I'm not able to offer personal sessions as often or at all now, just because of demand was so much that people were crying because they couldn't get a session. So I was feeling super bad about that. So I said, okay, I'm only going to do remote work now. And that's actually why I came up with the audios. So when I was doing individual sessions, there were a lot of different recurring themes I noticed that came up with my clients, and a lot of things that we deal with just in our everyday life can tie it back to emotional codependency, or, you know, still holding on to grief from a tragic event that's happened to us, or, you know, we've been impacted by our, you know, our mom or our dad just from their behaviors and things that's been passed on, or trauma from a recent relationship. So when I, you know, just thought about like all the things that I would cover in my individual sessions, then I said, okay, I want to be able to accommodate everyone who is coming to me to, like, you know, work on themselves. So I said, let me put them in audios. And so that's how I create a base of audios that will cover a topic, and then it will go and integrate into your system. And it kind of it customizes to your energy once it's there, and then it starts to heal whatever has created the imbalance or issue in the topic of the audio.
Okay, so how does it customize? Just intuitively?
It's essentially kind of like intuitively. It's the way that the energy works. So, you know, with Reiki or with other healing modalities, when the practitioner sends it to the individual, it almost takes on the likeness of the individual, in the sense of it gets to know the person's energy, just like a crystal. So, you know, I can hold a crystal, a rose quartz that's, you know, good for the heart chakra, and it can start to heal, say, like some self-love issues in me because it's connected to like my energy. And so then you could hold it and it may start healing a heartbreak, you know, because both things are found in the heart chakra. And so energy has to resonate. And so what the healing energy does, it finds what it resonates within the person's energy. So once it finds that compatibility, that's when the, you know, quote unquote magic begins to happen, or the healing.
Yeah. Chakra healing is very important, because without it, it can actually manifest disease and mental illness and so much.
100%. And you know, this is a little off subject, but that's even proven scientifically. Like, we hold consciousness in all of our organs, and they've actually seen that your brain isn't the only like organ that has consciousness. So even what happens with that, as above, so below, like all emotions are energy, you know, and chemicals before they become something else, you know. So even holding on to that stuff in your chakras, that's going to translate as stress, cortisol. That's going to create inflammation, which leads to disease. So it's all like a very integral process. And I think when people don't understand energy work, or they don't understand how energy works in the sense where it does, it can coalesce with science, and it all makes sense. It really does. It's just, you have to find the way it connects for you, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I firmly believe in this type of holistic healing.
Yeah.
And these tapes are something that a person would use to meditate.
We have guided meditations and guided visualizations. And so they lead you through. So with the guided meditations, there's a little bit more of, I guess you could say, confrontation. So you are confronting, say, your mom or your dad, or an event that's happened, or a past lover, or an ex-friend, or your current partner. So with the guided meditations, it's a little bit more of a exchange going on, where it creates dialogue for you to help you process the emotional aspects of what you're healing with energy work.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So are you a full-time Reiki practitioner?
Yes. So basically, even though I don't do individualized sessions anymore, I offer, you know, things through my Patreon, Mystic Healing, or through my Twitter, which is Mystic Lipstick for my healing. And so I offer a lot of services and like information and things like that on my website as well, and Patreon mostly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I do.
You're also an astrologist, right?
Yes. So that kind of, for me, ties in with the alternative healing, just because I really do believe in like blended practices and like integrative practices, mm-hmm. because I truly don't believe that one train of thought has all the answers. You know, I just don't. I mean, I think that's almost humanly impossible to think that one train of thought can have all the answers. So I tend to blend astrology and someone's astrology chart with, you know, what they need to heal in their life to create better for themselves.
That's very interesting. Very interesting. So in 2020, you emerged on the music scene with two singles, Elevate and Need to Know. And Need to Know is the first track that we're going to spin today. Can you tell us, what triggered you to all of a sudden go into music, or is it something that you've been interested in or involved in?
For a while. Yeah. So I've actually been into music my entire life, basically. So my stepdad actually sat me down and he pointed out all the different instruments and things like in jazz compositions, and really helped to train my ear in that way. That led me to get into playing instruments. And even before that, I had been in like, you know, the children's choir and things like that. But so then I learned to play five instruments. I actually wanted to become an engineer, producer. I wanted to work behind the scenes because I did, you know, okay. I have like such a strong love for that.
So you wanted to be on the back end.
I did. And, you know, and then when I got to college, I did psychology. I was a psychology major, and I was also a music education major, because once again, I wanted to work behind the scenes, you know, and just help teach people how to sing. But once I got in there and I had to get into concert choir, and then I did like praise team. At the time I was a Christian, and I just fell in love with it. I realized that I actually could sing. It was something that I never fully paid attention to. And there were always like, you know, different instructors that would say, hey, like, I could help train your voice. You could potentially sing. And I'm just like, no way. I just want to dance and, you know, play my instruments. And, but after getting to school, it changed.
I can't believe that it took you that long to realize that you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
You're incredible. You're incredible. Thank you. It's sensual is not even, it's hard to describe. Very soothing.
Thank you.
It's incredible. I loved it. I loved it listening to it. I was listening to it early this morning, just before the show, again for the multiple time. But I always like to listen to the tracks before I meet up with the artists again. And I was like, wow, like I love it. So
before we
spin Need to Know, can you tell us a bit about that release? Is there a backstory behind it?
Yes. So all of my music comes from someplace which was personal, or that, you know, from internally. So basically with Need to Know, it was just really about honestly building a foundation of a relationship with someone while you're young or when you're inexperienced. So it was just like really me showing like that, yes, I'm in love, but yes, I'm also frustrated, you know, because you aren't able to give me what I need from you, but you also don't know if you're capable of being who I need you to be either. So it really has, it's like, it kind of shows like young lovers or inexperienced love, and like the love interest was trying to find themselves. You know, they don't know who they are, and they don't know if they can really live up to what they want to give and provide. And, you know, it's just me being frustrated with waiting, but still wanting to be there.
Oh, awesome. Well, I love it. It's a very interesting approach to it, the topic, and we're going to hear it now.
Awesome.
I love the track. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't exactly pinpoint what it was about. But I was listening more to your voice than the lyrics, if that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So your creative process draws first from personal experience?
Yes.
And how do you go about creating music?
So for me, I try to keep it as organic as possible because I just noticed that's what's really worked for me. I am a avid overthinker, so I can't think.
Join the club. Join the club.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you know, like, I can't think when trying to make create because I will just get in my way. So I always record and I always create in the dark. And that's actually tied into my spiritual practice because, quick side note, Osho has a darkness meditation, which is supposed to help you integrate your shadow side and to break your fears. And so I was being crazy in my closet at like 20, doing the darkness meditation. My family's like, where's Danielle? Like, where's Ioka? And, you know, I'm in, like, in darkness meditation. But that has become such a safe place for me to, like, go within and to not be afraid of what's there. And I literally pull all of my songs from that place of, like, just being in the dark with just myself, completely devoid of any other sensory stimulation, you know, except for sometimes I may have on a colored light if I feel like that is like resonating, you know, but I record in the dark and almost everything that I write is, it really does come from freestyle. And then I go and fill in the blanks. Something that I didn't realize was kind of a freakazoid thing that I do is that all of my songs are created within 24 to 48 hours. Like, there has not been a song I have created or put out that was, that took longer than that.
Okay. And why is that?
Because I go in and I go in that, like, in that place and like that almost like a sacred space for myself, and I don't come out until I'm done. And so, you know, usually that could take all night, or sometimes it could take 2 days because I'm a human, I have to sleep. But it never takes more than that. I get completely immersed in the project until I'm done because I need to be there. I have to relive. I have to, like, immerse myself in those thoughts and in those emotions to be able to make it legible for other people.
Oh, that's amazing. You say you're an overthinker. I am too. and you know that I'm also a Reiki master. Do you think people that overthink are drawn to energy healing?
You know, yes, actually I do. And the reason why I say that is because in order to even find energy healing in this day and age, you have to be thinking a lot and you have to be looking a lot for an answer. So that is the short answer to that. But the other answer that comes from a more internal space, I feel like those who are analytical are looking to solve their problems. They don't want to just accept things for how they are. They want to know, why are they like this? Can they be somewhere, some way else? And, you know, the person who asks the most whys is the person who finds the most answers. So when it comes to energy healing, I feel like you have to be a thinker even to get into a place to, you know, because even if you think about it, it's almost like your mind is, you know, literally like directing a lot of energy towards fixing, you know? And so then what happens? The law of attraction, you're going to attract the tools you need to fix what you need to fix on the levels of which you're willing to go. And I think someone who's really willing to go deep is going to get that tool that gets them that deep.
I had never really thought of it until you said it. And I went, you know, because one of my biggest straws in seeking energy healing, because I was first a patient or a client, I don't know what you call it. Anyways, was to calm my mind, like to get it, like, chill, you know, stop thinking. So when you said that, I went, oh my God, that was so intuitive. I love it. So that's it. Let's pivot back to your music. How did you become interested in music? Did you grow up in a musical family and a musical environment, or?
Yeah. So it's like, It's a yes and a no. So it's really weird. So sad story about me. Like, I was pretty much orphaned for the most part, even though, like, I've never spent more than 5 years with either of my parents, like living with them. So I had spurts, you know, of living with a parent. But I was pretty orphaned. Yeah. So like, yes and no, like my grandma, she was in choir. And so I was always, you know, there at her choir practices and things, but then nobody in my family really, no one else really sang at all. And no one played instruments. And then when I, you know, for that brief period, I did live with my mom, you know, her and my stepdad were really into music. They played so many different, I mean, honestly, like my love for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sade, Maxwell and Tupac came from the same household in the same period. So it was very vast. Yeah. I'm very grateful that they had such eclectic. I'm very grateful that they had such eclectic and expansive music taste, because that was what set the stage for me.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Thanks. And what attracted you to the R&B space?
Okay, so for me, all right, so I actually, honestly, one of my favorite genres is actually EDM. So I love EDM. I love alternative. Like, that's my jam. Like, if I'm like, that's what I'm listening to most days. You know, I'm listening to something like FKA or Sev DeLiza or something with no words. So that's what I'm listening to. But I, you know, I love R&B because I love the range that you can show and extend in R&B. I feel like just the soulfulness and the way you can display emotion is very cathartic.
Yeah, I agree.
In the R&B space. Thanks. Yeah. And so, like, you know, that's what really drew me there. But as you will be hearing, some of my newer projects, like the project that I'm about to release and the project after that, both have a lot of alternative feels to it. We have some like dark pop and, you know, just it's going to be a lot of fun.
And was there any notable artists that influenced you
that are from the
okay, and who are
that
they?
Are from where? So the artists that have inspired me like a lot would be Maxwell for sure, because of his delivery, the way he arranges, and he actually, I've seen on most of his songs, it's just him and one other writer, like on a lot of his works. And that really like encouraged me and made me feel like I could do it too. You know, like maybe I can, maybe it'll work. Cause like I write all of my stuff by myself. And you know, I would get tarot readings and things. I'm like, are you guys sure? I don't need any other writers. And they're like, no, it's showing you don't need any other writers. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll try. And it's working so far, so that's great. Really having to trust myself in that, you know. But Maxwell definitely helped. And also, he has such simple words, but they're very, like, potent. They carry a lot of weight. They carry a lot of meaning.
I actually do see that you love EDM in your music.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Yeah, I do see it. I do see it now. So we're going to spin My Way and then talk about the track after. Okay?
All right.
Oh,
I love this song. I love this song.
Thank you.
So what is it about?
So My Way is so interesting how My Way came about. I was sitting on the couch and then I was watching a commercial, but then I said, if I had my way, I would always have you. Mm-hmm. And I said, what is that? I kind of heard it playing in my head, almost like it was like, almost like manifesting, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I tuned in and I was like, if I had my way. And I said, and then what's next? I thought, what's next? And I said, you would have me too. You would have me too. And then
I'm so honored. It's like I have a private concert going on. It's amazing.
So that's like literally what I did on the couch. And yeah. So then I said, yeah, I said to my fiance, I said, hey, what do you think about this? He said, I like it. And then I sat there. I said, what else would I want to say with this? And I said, I want it to feel like longing, because that's kind of how I felt when I did the If I Had My Way. I felt mm-hmm. like a little bit of a longing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, how do I make this sweet but sad, you know? So then I said, sweet as a memory on summer breeze, memories of you is all that you left me. I can't help but think of what we could be. Will you be my destiny? And then the rest was If I Had My Way. And so then I text my producer. I said, okay, I need you to make me a beat. And I said, I want it to be like a rumble. And I sent him a voice note. I said, like,
okay.
I said, I want it to be like underwater thunder.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was like, I want it to be dark. I want it to be amazing. So then he sent me and he like literally hit it out the park. Cause I recorded the acapella, just, you know, the thoughts that I had, and he just blew it out the water. And then once I got the beat, mm-hmm. I was in the dark and then I recorded over. And then all of those layered notes,
yeah,
all of those layered notes were just completely, I like literally just almost went into like a trance. And then I just was making the, I just literally made those notes. That wasn't thought, I felt it. And it was almost like, and now this is where I get all hippy dippy crazy, because it felt like, it was almost like I felt like on like, I went like home, like my home that's not here. And it was like, yeah. I saw just almost like maybe me from a past life or on a soul level, I saw me underwater and I just heard all of these different, these notes just calling out almost like sirens. So it just really felt like I was somewhere else when I made this song. So it was completely channeled, which is crazy.
That's amazing. Amazing. Thanks. I love it. I love it. I don't know which one's my favorite. I usually have one. I couldn't with your music. I'm like, wow, I love all of it.
Oh, I love that so much.
So what's next for you in terms of music? I know you're opening up your retail store of your mm-hmm. energy on the Pacific Coast. Where exactly in California is the store?
Yes, we're going to be opening in Los Angeles. We okay. don't have a physical. Yeah. So we're still shopping around for a physical location, but we're opening an online store actually pretty soon. So it'll be within the next week or so.
Oh, okay, cool. And that's just really cool. Before yeah. we end the show, we'll make sure people know where to go to get that notice.
So, awesome. Thank
so
you.
As a music artist, do you have any other projects that you can talk about at this time that are coming out in the future?
Definitely. So I have a project coming out this fall. I'm not going to release the name yet, but when I tell you, it is amazing. I mean, honestly, I know it's my music, but even if it wasn't my music, mm-hmm. it helped me so much. I honestly, like two of the songs that are on this project, I didn't even make them to release them. I literally made them as like, oh, actually one went on my fiance's Valentine's Day present. I made him a three track playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the songs that's on the project was one of the songs that I made for him, and he let me put it up there. And the other song was Complete Scream Therapy. It's absolutely insane, but I really love it. And, you know, it's just, I really belted some stuff out of my soul. I took the restraints off, and this next project, you're going to hear real, like just that real church singing come back on. I was like, you know, it's going to be like the belting. We're giving like, you know, belts out here. So it's going to be great.
Oh, that's awesome. How many tracks are on the EP?
I believe it's 8.
Oh, so basically a full album.
Almost, yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, yeah, it was like, it started off as just like an EP, and then I was like, this song has to go up there, this song has to go up there. And so we got to 8.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm a firm believer and supporter of the full album.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, it gives, I don't know, you just get a bit more. More as opposed to, but I can see the benefits to the artists and fans for releasing a smaller, like an EP, because the way the world is in music with the Spotify and streams, and I get it. You can't have both worlds. Can't have both worlds. So are you involved in the local music scene right now? Because you just relocated, right?
Yes.
Okay. You have a new single out now called Weekend. It's incredible. Yes. I love it.
Thank you.
I was trying to figure out the message. Like, I love a bit of a hip hop with it, and it still has a bit of the R&B. Is it about women competing with each other? Because you said want to fit a bitch, right? And what's it all about? It was incredible. I love it. But I was trying to figure out the message.
Okay. Yeah. So basically it's the message overall is just like really having a carefree time. You're just going to go out. Like, you know, the week was just such shit. And it's just like, you're just going to have a great weekend. Like that is it, where it's just like, I'm going to go act crazy. I'm just going to do some really crazy things. I'm feeling hype. I'm feeling like, you know, charged up. And when I made that line, I said, looking so good makes me want to fight a bitch.
And yeah, so, fight a bitch. I put fit a bit. Fight a bitch. And I'm going, okay. Like, all of it made sense. So you put it, do your nails and your makeup, and like you're getting ready. And all of it. And then you said that, and I'm going, okay, what's going on here?
Okay. So basically, so what I meant by that was basically just like, I just was like really feeling myself, where it's like, I wish somebody would try me, because I know I look good today. So it was just like really like sassy and kind of like hyphen aggressive, a little like just a little mean, where it's like, like I wish the bitch would try me today, because I'd fight them, because I know I'm the shit today.
Okay, it's like attitude.
Attitude, yeah.
Attitude. All right. Great for the day, great for dancing and getting it on for the weekend. That's amazing. Okay, so we're going to listen to it now. And thank you. It's an awesome track.
Thank you.
Put it on a weekend, put it on a weekend, yeah. I'ma have some fun tonight, I'ma pull this shank tonight, I'ma smoke this blunt tonight, I'ma take a ride tonight. Pretty thing that face in it, ass fat, yeah, that thinks in it. Make a nigga wanna cry, so I upcharge him for my time, and I throw it on my weekend. I put it on the weekend, yeah. My week been feeling so shitty. My main nigga acting so shitty, yeah. He wanna pick a fight tonight, so I take some time to clear my mind. Decide to put it on a weekend. I'ma go and fuck his friend. And then when the good time ends, take my ass back to him. Yeah, I put it on a weekend.
She wanna play games, I got prizes, bitch. Karma is my bitch and I'm that bitch. So check that, bitch. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bend it over, touch the floor, let them know, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bend it over, let me see what you know, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bend it over, let me see what you know, girl. Drop it low, girl. Drop it low, girl. Bend it over, let me see what you know, girl. Hair check, nails check. Looking so good, make me wanna fight a bitch. Ego check, ganja bae. Stepping on the scene, mean I'm stepping on some nails. Dang, disrespectful on a hidden night, ay. Watch him in a little closer, for I tell his ass to come on over. Got my bitches spread like the coronavirus. Got these bitches scared like we own a virus. Yeah, my bitches spin like we is a Jew. Yeah, we on all that, and we on you too. Bitch, yeah, we on all that, and we on you too.
Oh, shit.
We're blooded on a weekend, yeah. Weekend, yeah, with my best friends. Spend the weekend with my girlfriend. Spend the weekend with my best friends. Spend the weekend with your girlfriend.
I love your music, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So where is best to follow you? Like, you're okay. Multifaceted. So you got your website, but you got your healing. Like, and I'm sure listeners are interested in all of it. So where's the best place to have a central yoga hotline to what you're doing?
So Ayoka Music on Instagram.
Okay.
And yeah. And then so on Twitter, for my music page, it's __Ayoka__ because the name was taken. And then it's Mystic X Lipstick for my healing products and services.
Okay. You're also active. You're very active on Twitter.
Yeah. That's been the platform I've been on the longest. So, you know, it's just more familiar for me.
Well, I would say fair. It's just that, you know what I find about Twitter? You either have people that are obsessed with it and they're doing like 10 posts a day. Or tweets. Sorry, tweets. or they're like me. I do one post a day. Right? But you could call me active, but it's all subjective.
That's pretty active, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I do it from a third party app, so how active is that? But every once in a while, when I have time, usually about twice a week, I hop on board because I gotta, you know, reply to tweets and that. So it's busy, but it's all perception. It's all perception. But Instagram's my favorite channel to hang out. To be honest with you, it just seems more cozy. More cozy. Well, thank you for thank you so much for spending time with me. Thank you for coming on the show, Ayoka. It's really a pleasure. It was a lot of fun. You're amazing, amazing guests. Very multifaceted. Loved hearing about your spiritual work too. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. And as always, it's such a pleasure connecting with you. I just can't wait for us to talk again.
Okay, great. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning into the Buzzer Network, sponsored by Buzzroll Media. Thank you to the artists who share their music. Our shows wouldn't happen without their music. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter for showtimes and updates. Subscribe at thebuzzerpod.com. Fans and artists can submit their requests to Shay@thebuzzroll.com. Until next time, cheers.